Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Police are inventorying a bloody scene at a Louisiana movie theater this morning.
12 people shot, including the shooter. 9 wounded, 3 deceased.
Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft says it appears the man who opened fire on that theater may have tried to make a break for it, but turned the gun on himself when he saw police.
When he stood up and started firing, people started rushing out. We know he was trying to leave, and then we think that he may have seen our police officers make an entry.
The shooting happened in a theater with about 100 people inside. They were there to see the comedy Trainwreck. This ambulance worker who was on scene tells KATC-TV the attack has affected him personally.
My 21-year-old daughter Emily was in the theater in the same row as the shooter. She said that, you know, he just stood up and they heard pops and they thought it was maybe part of the movie or something until they noticed the flashes. And that's when people realized that something was going on and they all just ran.
Police have not yet identified the gunman. They say only that he was a 58-year-old with a criminal background. Turkey's ramping up the fight against the Islamic State group. The country's government says its warplanes have used smart bombs to hit 3 IS targets across the border in Syria. The operation comes a day after IS militants in Syria fired at a Turkish military outpost, killing one soldier. The president, meantime, is en route to Kenya, where countering terrorism will be a top focus.
On his first stop, Kenya, the president hopes to bolster the country's fight against Muslim militants of Al-Shabaab, while cautioning security forces about human rights abuses. Hundreds have perished in clashes with the group that has links to Al-Qaeda. Then in Ethiopia, Obama meets with leaders of the African Union, whose forces have this week been attacking Al-Shabaab's strongholds in Somalia.
This is AP Radio News. GOP White House hopeful Donald Trump has paid a visit to the Mexican border, where he told reporters Hispanics love him.
Such a great relationship with the Hispanics. And very interestingly, in Nevada, for those that haven't heard, they just did a poll, and I'm leading.
Trump, though, says yesterday's visit to Laredo, Texas, put him in great danger. A local union of Border Patrol personnel had pulled out of events involving him. A bridge along I-10 in California that collapsed because of flooding over the weekend will reopen partially today. Meantime, the federal government is offering $2 million to help fix it. A Philadelphia mural of Bill Cosby has been painted over. The city's mural arts department says it was deteriorating and already scheduled for removal, but a spokeswoman says the date was bumped up after a lawsuit deposition released this month showed Cosby acknowledged he got sedatives to give women before sex. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.